Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, my name is Dave. I'm from Springboro.
You're from Springboro? What's up in Springboro?
Well, so I went on a date with one of my coworkers, and we both teach at the same school, and I've always liked her. But I finally worked up the courage to ask her out on a date. I picked her up, and we went to Crooked Handle Brewery. We just went there for like a couple of drinks to hang out. But ever since that date, she's been avoiding me at work and like not even responding to my calls and stuff.
Well, did anything happen on the date?
No, it all seemed really good. The conversation was nice. We got to talk about, you know, students we have and all that stuff. But ever since then, nothing. If I walk in the teacher's lounge, she'll walk out.
That's not good, Nancy.
No, it's not. What's her name?
Her name's Kara.
Kara. Kara the teacher who's dissing Dave.
Should we give Kara a call?
I think so. We're going to give her a call about 10 minutes or so. Can you hang on that long?
Yeah, I can. I'm just grading papers.
Do teachers do that still?
I don't know.
I'm looking at red pens.
Right.
I see red pens.
It's the K99.1 FM, 730, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Dave, you both are teachers. What level? Are you elementary, middle school, high school, or what?
High school.
That's dangerous.
You picked a tough one, my friend. You did.
Yeah. You know, that's when things really start mattering, and it gets tougher every year.
Oh, well, good on you for doing it, right,
Absolutely.
Woody?
Absolutely. And you know what? Be real quiet. We'll give Kara a call, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Kara. Are you at school?
Yes, is this?
This is Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM. We want to tell you you're on second date update.
Oh, you guys, I love K99, but I know what second date update's about. I love your show, and I don't want to be a part of it. Thanks.
Oh, wait.
Hang on now.
I don't think we've ever had this before.
She was ready to hang up.
Okay.
Hear us out.
No.
Yeah, just, I mean, we heard from, obviously, you know, we heard from Dave, and he said you guys work together, and you went,
went to Crooked Handle Brewery?
Hey, listen, the thing is, you know how this works, Kara. He called, so he's putting it out there that he wants to know.
I mean, Dave is a nice guy. You know, we went to Crooked Handle Brewery. It was nice. You know, obviously it's a nice place. Oh my goodness. And of course, I'm sure he's listening. Anyways, when he came to pick me up, I got in his car and it was very clean. Like, you know, it was clean. You know, I'm a kind of a clean freak OCD, so I noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have a nose for smells, and there was a smell. It was putrid. I don't know what it was, and I literally was like holding back vomiting. It was awful. He didn't say anything, so I'm like, well, I guess he's used to it. Like I couldn't figure it out. Like how it was bad. Like how do your eyes not water with that smell? Like I couldn't figure it out.
So Kara, let me not to be mean. Was it the car? Or was it him?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Well, it's fair.
Yeah.
That's
no,
fair.
No.
You know, I mean, she probably.
He was a gentleman. He picked me up. He got out of the car, so I didn't think it was him, but we weren't close enough.
Okay.
So yeah, I didn't know until we went. Like I said, it was actually a very nice date, and then we got back to the car, and it wasn't him because beyond the restaurant, I knew it wasn't him.
Okay.
And we got back to the car, and that smell, like. Literally, like, you know, the drinks were going to come back up. And he stopped to put gas, and I was like, what? Let me look around. You know, like, I'm not a nosy person, but I'm like, let me just look and
You're
see.
A teacher. You have to.
Right.
No. Well, anyway, yeah. So I look, like, under the seat, and shoved under my seat are, like, those little boxes of Chinese food. You know, like, the little containers, the little takeout containers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoved under the seat, and... Like, I kind of pulled one out, and the smell, like, hit me in the face.
What was in it?
I doubt if she opened it. Was it leaking?
Just the pulling it out, like, to see what it was, you know, the smell just kind of floated up, like, you know, I guess it was some old Chinese food. It had to have been because it was just, It smelled like dead flesh. You know that smell?
Oh, no! Like the corpse flower. Yeah. Yuck! Look at her. She's here.
She's gagging.
She's like gagging right now. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God.
It was that smell. You know the one where you're just like, oh, I could taste it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where that went.
Oh, my God.
As you know, Dave's been listening, Kara.
Oh, man.
Well, you didn't check, Dave?
I got Chinese, like, maybe a month ago. I thought my buddy took it out of the car.
But you don't smell that? Like, you don't smell the smell?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
You know, I had COVID a little while ago, so my sense of smell is all messed up.
No, apparently. Apparently.
I can't smell month-old Chinese food.
Wow.
It's bad. Dave, like, for the next girl, you better take care of that, because...
So that's a deal breaker.
Well...
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I guess we just heard what your answer was going to be, Kara, but we have to make the offer anyway, right, Nancy?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I feel bad for Dave, but
yeah.
I mean, I can kind of understand. I mean, Kara's gagging when she's telling the story. So.
Well, we can set you guys up with the company limo and maybe send them back out.
Yeah, so there's no Chinese food in our limo.
Right.
You know? There's not.
You both just have to say yes now or it all goes away.
No, thank you.
Dave?
Well, that's too bad, but I hope we can still be friends, at least in the teacher's lounge.
I mean, yeah, just don't bring any Chinese food to work and we'll be good.
Girl, I'd change zero break time is what I'd do.
New planning period.
I already did that, but anyways.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.